Shalom, this is Billy Brim and my daughter, my cohort here, Shelley. We're coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. Bless the Lord. So here we have, from Amen, we have Emunah, but we have this word, Emet. Now, I do not know how that Tav on the end got in here, but there's rules. I don't understand them all. But it says right here that Emet is coming from the same stem that faithful comes. So you're going to see in the Bible, sometimes it's translated faithful, and sometimes it's true. Mm-hmm. But it's emet, okay, or it's emunah. So it's not really anything we're going to argue about, because if you're in a covenant with someone, hesed ve'emet, there's the truth of the covenant, and there's faithfulness to the covenant. There's loyalty to the covenant.
Yes.
So you've got your hesed obligations to the covenant, and then you keep them loyally. You keep them faithfully. You keep them to the truth.
Yes.
So
the character behind it.
The character behind it. Bless the Lord. So in this case, he says to Laban, are you going to show chesed ve'emet? Mm-hmm. And they've translated it faithfulness, and that's all right. Mm-hmm. Are you going to show that to him? So we have that. And whenever chesed appears together with emet, the quality of loyalty, or with emunah, faithfulness, either one, it's the quality of loyalty. It's like an adjective.
Mm.
And it defines hesed. You loyally keep this.
Yes.
You faithfully keep your promise.
Right.
And you base it on the truth. You base it on the truth of God's word, which is, this is the contract right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is the covenant. These are the covenants.
That's right.
And so, are you loyal to keep your obligation to how it's written here?
Right. Responsibility.
So, yes. And so it is a word that's used together. Hesed is sometimes translated loyalty. This is from Glick. Also love.
Huh.
So as to emphasize that it's God's hesed. However.
And you're pointing to your head.
One must remain aware that a very particular kind of love is meant.
Oh.
Conforming to loyalty and obligation.
Wow.
And thereby fulfilling the conditions of a covenant.
Interesting.
I just thought of something that Brother Norval Hayes used to say.
Mm-hmm.
Bluebirds love the Lord.
Oh, we love saying that. Yeah.
So you just.
So it's no big deal.
No, it's
a
big deal to love the Lord.
Because bluebirds love
the thing
Lord.
Is. Are you in covenant with God and you love him so much you keep his commandments?
Exactly.
So there is a scripture, Proverbs 3:3, let not chesed ve'emet forsake you.
Mm.
Bind them around your neck, write them on the table of your heart. In the ESV it says, let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Well, that's good. But if you understand chesed ve'emet, he said you bind them around your neck. You put those words together around your neck. Chesed ve'emet. I have obligations and I'm going to faithfully keep them.
Yes.
I'm going to faithfully keep the truth of our covenant.
Absolutely.
He said, bind them around your neck. And I told you that I did absolutely make a necklace with these two words. Mm-hmm. And we sold some of them.
But I should have worn it today.
You got one, yeah. I didn't keep it up. So I need to do it again. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Now, I want to skip on over, Shelley, to page 12.
Okay.
It just changes. Now, keep the other page that we're on right here.
Mm-hmm.
But it just changes everything for you if you understand. No, I'm not going to do that right here. We're going to do it later. No,
okay.
Here's what I'm going to do right here. Change my mind. I told you that women have the right to change their mind.
Yes. Okay.
So here's how I'm going to talk. We talk in our covenant. We have a covenant with God. And this is a part of our offer today, my time in heaven. Brother Hagin said to me, he just came in my office one time and he said, Kenneth E. Hagin, he said to me, there's going to come an age change and I won't be here. And he said, it won't be just like you step over a log and everything suddenly changes. That age will start coming into this age. There's going to be a lot of appearance of angels. There's going to be a lot of people going to the other side and coming back and giving witness.
Mm-hmm.
Some will be near-death experiences. Some will be not be. So we know it's happening. I mean, it's happening everywhere. You just watch Sid Roth. You just watch, what's that other man you watch?
Randy Kay.
Randy Kay.
K-A-Y.
And you can just get these testimonies. Now, here is this one. I just love this one.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the second time he died. He actually died. And he went to the throne room on his second trip there. I was in the throne room. All I knew, I was at the center of all existence and that the creator of all things was there. The throne room is the most beautiful spot in heaven. During my second visit to the throne room, I was taken to an area I had not noticed in my first visit because I'd been so overwhelmed by the presence of God. I was to experience even more of his presence this time. In this area, there were what appeared to be rooms, a high arched cathedral. They were all along a side wall. The covenant of Jehovah.
Mm.
That's his next little heading.
Okay.
The rooms had arched entrances that led into a large area that was totally private. I saw my name, Richard, of the family of Sigmund, there on the arch. And under it, these words, the covenant of Jehovah and the redeemed of the Lamb. I was shaking and unable to make even a sound. On a beautiful pulpit-like structure was a book that looked like a Bible. It was signed across the front with these words, "My covenant will I not break, nor will I alter the thing that has gone out of my mouth." I was astonished. I was reminded of the shed blood of the Lamb and of the price he paid to redeem me, and I wept uncontrollably.
Sure.
It's the blood of the covenant.
That's right.
The book opened by itself, and then suddenly Jesus was there by my side. He said, "This is my plan for your life, and I will honor it as long as you honor it and live under my Father's demand for your life." I fell at his feet and cried, "Holy is the Lord my God." I never knew the power of covenant in that realm before, and I will never forget it. It shall stand for eternity. There were other rooms also, one for each born-again believer. God has a plan for each one of us, eternal plans. So there he saw in these arched place, totally private, Richard of the family of Sigmund, and under it, the covenant of Jehovah.
Glory.
With Richard Sigmund.
Yeah, praise God.
And the redeemed of the Lord. Redeemed with what?
The price.
Blood. It's a blood covenant. Mm-hmm. We had been given over to Satan by Adam, and he redeemed us with his blood and
highest
made a covenant with you, Shelley. He made a covenant with me.
Yes.
And there's a place in, and under that was written, "My covenant will I not break, nor will I alter the thing that has gone out of my mouth."
And the word "thing" there is devar, which is
the words that have gone out of my mouth.
And in a covenant, there's blood, and in a covenant, there's words.
And when I do my scriptures, I think about his covenant with me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a covenant with Billy Brim.
Mm-hmm. Each person.
And here is the terms. Here are the terms of that covenant. I don't have to think, are you willing to heal me? Are you willing to keep me well? No, I have a covenant. Psalm 22, Isaiah 53. Mm-hmm. Jesus hung on the cross. Covenants have curses. There was a blessing and there was a cursing, but he delights in giving you the blessing part.
Yeah.
And thank God in the new covenant part, Jesus took the curse.
He became a curse for us.
He became the curse.
He became sin
so,
who knew no sin. That
I
might
just
be
walk in the law of love.
The righteousness of God.
And I can expect, call on.
Oh, yeah.
Count on God's hesed.
The firm foundation.
God's hesed to me. And one day, there's a path, a derrick, you walk, and some of the people who've gone to heaven talk about you get on it right there. One of them said it's like a moving sidewalk. And that's your derrick, your path. I've had a path in my life. So I'm going to go on that path and your path, and they're leading all to the throne room. That's where you're eventually going to be, and there you're going to see God's covenant plan for your life.
Yes.
Now, if you get off the path, repent. Say, "God, get me back on." Oh, my goodness, he'll get you on in a New York
second.
He's
an expert.
He is an expert.
He's had plenty of practice.
You know, David, Shelley.
Mm-hmm.
David cried out to God, "Hesed, your covenant Forgive me your covenant. And you can ask for forgiveness.
Oh, yeah.
You can ask for that blood.
And just to forgive
And he is
you.
Faithful and just.
And to cleanse you.
And to cleanse you.
As if it never happened.
As if it never happened of all unrighteousness. And you're back on there, and you're headed on a covenant path planned by a covenant-keeping God.
Yes, he watches over his
word. He watches over to his word to perform it, and he protects. Oh, there's protection in the covenant. Bless the Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
I think, now, Mom, one more thing.
Okay.
When it says his mercy's new every morning, what?
That's Hesed.
That's Hesed.
Uh-huh.
So there's fresh supply every
morning. Fresh supply every single morning.
In case you used a lot the day before, it's so good that he has a fresh supply.
He never runs out.
A new beginning
every
morning.
You know that one that says it never runs out? His mercies never run out. Yeah. It's not mercies. It's Hesed.
Wow.
He never runs out of it. If we have time, we will go through, I couldn't even find all the scriptures, but we'll go through some of the scriptures that you know very well, and they are going to say Hesed. Now let's go to page 9 here. Page, 9, Shelley. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the best ones, that I wanted to talk to you about. It is Psalm 23. Maybe it's page 12. Yeah, there it is, page 3.
Okay.
Psalm 23. And we've only got how much time left? Just a minute. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. But here is verse 5. No, I'm going to read you. Yeah. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and hesed shall follow me all the days of my life. Not mercy. Hesed. The world needs mercy. You've got hesed.
Yeah, yes.
And it says in the notes of the Art Scrolls, that means pursue you. Hesed, God's hesed. He delights in hesed. He wants to bless you according to his covenant blessings. We might start with that one. You can say because we're out of time. Shalom.
Just as God led Paul and his team to Macedonia to gain fellowship with the Church of Philippi, we believe that God has led us into fellowship with you. We invite you to join us in a monthly partnership with the Billy Brim Ministries General Club by visiting billybrim.org or by texting your gift to BBM space amount to 28950 and follow the prompts. For over 4 decades, Dr. Billy Brim has taught Bible prophecy and how to apply its fundamental principles to believers throughout the world. On The Prophetic Witness, new episodes are aired weekly on the following networks: The Victory Channel, found on Dish Network, DirecTV, Glory Star, and Spectrum, God TV, KBTV Global, PTL Television Network, Eternal Life TV, YouTube, Faith Plus, and Roku.
2/3 of these scriptures are prophecy. Most of them have been fulfilled. But we're going to do what Peter says. He says, pay attention to the prophets because they're like a light shining in a dark place.
3BI, Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI. Billy Brim now has a YouTube channel. Search under the channel name Official Dr. Billy Brim. Subscribe today and get the latest updates, uploads, and lives to the channel. Feed your faith and walk in the light of the Word.
Thank you for joining us today for the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. You can connect with us on all social media at Dr. Billy Brim. Snail mail, Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615, or billybrim.org, 1-800-972-3447. Again, shalom, shalom.